You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Back to your phone calls in a moment here on Carson Anderson. Gator, I was out there bouncing around the office during a commercial break.
Sugar Rush?
No. The guys were talking about Drake May's nickname. Have you heard Drake May's nickname?
I have not. Quarterback for the Patriots.
Kang, have you heard Drake May's nickname?
Yeah, Evan told me.
So I assume it's not Mayday?
No.
No, that'd be too clever.
What I'm about to tell you is true. His nickname is Drake May.
What?
Because he's so good, he doesn't need a nickname. They call him Drake May. That's the joke, is that his nickname is his real name. So he's Drake May. And that's what they're calling him in New England.
Well, that's fun.
Is this enough to make you start to hate Drake May?
No, I like Drake May. Right. It's a dumb nickname, but which I suspect that something else will emerge as he continues to emerge as a budding star in the league.
People are using it.
Uh-huh. We'll see.
You don't think it's going to last?
I don't think that one's going to stick. Kang, do you think it's going to stick?
It hasn't come out of Boston. This is a Boston thing, right, Doug?
Yes.
I think this is they're saying it.
Yeah, he's like walking. I guess he was meeting with the media, and one of the players like, there he is, Drake May. And some local broadcaster called him Drake May.
I think it started because somebody had a stutter.
No.
Maybe the Rewind app was skipping.
Right.
Actually, Evan said he heard Tom Brady say it on a podcast and thought that it skipped. And I had to go back and listen to it again. And I'm like, what the hell is this all about?
You could have told him Brady don't make mistakes. He don't make mistakes.
No, I don't. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ray and Romulus. Hi, Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ray.
Hey, I got one comment about the Pistons that I saw, hoping is not going to be disturbing. Kate, first game back. You remember he had the issue with him holding the ball with the double team coming and creating those turnovers. He had three of them in the game that were basically non-pressured turnovers. I'm hoping he gets back to moving the ball around and not letting the ball stick in his hand, because while he was out, as you noticed, we moved the ball around great and we were able to score easily. So that's just one concern, making sure he doesn't, do that.
Yeah, it's not as if they lost a bunch of games while he was when he was in the lineup. I mean, they're scoring plenty. And you have to consider a couple of those games when he was in the lineup, he was clearly the go-to guy because of who else wasn't in the lineup.
Right. I know, but Greg Kelsey did make the comment as well last night. I just wanted to throw it out there. I just hope he doesn't have the ball sticking in his hand when the double team comes. Now, in regards to the Lions, my concern is this. I'm hoping Dan Campbell does not forget how to coach. I mean, what I mean by that is that you're supposed to learn from your prior past failures in the San Francisco game, the calls He did it again, and then he came out to the public and said, my bad, my bad. Listen, you only have 17 games. You cannot be practicing during a game. You have to be firm.
Can you tell us what you're referencing here?
What I'm referencing would be all of the fourth down plays, the third down calls. You know, I'm so sick and tired of them using the third down as a short yardage run to get to the fourth down. I mean, we did that on a number of plays. It was just a simple run up the gut because we know we're going to go to the fourth down. I hate that approach.
Well, it didn't work against Philadelphia, but hasn't it worked for the Lions over the last couple of years?
Let me finish. And then the other item is this. Why we didn't go off tackle? Well, how come we didn't do zone runs or wide outside runs when you knowing that you can't beat the guys up the middle? He did not go to any of those type of runs, and that's Gibbs' strength, and we would have killed those guys because they were so bunched up the middle. But my point is that
you're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You know, the field goals, okay? Not kicking a field goal. Those are the examples I'm saying, hey, you were supposed to learn that back in San Francisco.
But the San Francisco game is, I mean, there was one play that they went for it on fourth down that was a drop pass by the receiver that would have given them the first down. And that's the one that people go back and say, well, they should have kicked the field goal. And it was no gimme. They would have made the field goal. What should have been the gimme was converting the fourth down, and the guy dropped it.
It should not have came to that last
right,
play.
Because what doesn't matter? He dropped the ball.
No, but no, hold on. Now you're changing. Now, everyone
I'm not changing anything. All I'm saying, because we go back,
I can't believe we're still talking about this.
Yeah, we've litigated the NFC Championship.
You brought it up. You're the one who brings it up, and I'm saying that.
Stop
for a second, Ray. Right, stop for a second, okay?
Go ahead.
Because you brought that up, and then you're using that as something that happened over 2 years ago as an example. They continue to fail because he didn't learn from his mistakes, when in the 2 years after that, they continue to do the same thing with success. They ran into a roadblock against Philly. I'm not happy with how things worked against Philly, particularly on fourth down, but that had been their MO for the last 2 years, and they won a ton of games doing it.
But, guys, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. We're talking about in-game management. You don't do that all
hold
the
on.
Time.
Hold on. Maybe you're misinterpreting this. I agree. Sometimes you do take the points. Gator, do you think sometimes you do take the points?
Yeah.
Do you think sometimes you should punt?
Yeah.
Okay. You're misinterpreting what we're saying. What's going to be interesting is riding this fourth down thing for so long, they've had a ton of success with it. And in the period of time that they got the roster up and running, so 3 years up until last weekend, they won more games in the NFL than any other team in the regular season, given it was in the regular season. But they had created this personality and the strategy that made him the winningest team in the NFL. Does a terrible, let's be clear about it, terrible success rate against Philly, where he probably shouldn't have gone for it as much as he did and read the room a little bit, which is punt and play defense in a field position game. Does that make you change who you are completely? Do you gear back a little? Are you just simply a little bit more aware of the down distance, time, score? What type of game it is, what your defense is doing. I think it's a minor adjustment. I don't think it's a major adjustment. I think it's a very minor adjustment.
Yeah, I think it's all situational and circumstantial, and the situations and circumstances of that game would have had me personally doing things a little bit differently.
Yep.
But I'm not sure how often those circumstances are going to come up again where they're playing outside, where the elements are really going to wreak havoc on things. They've got what? The game against Chicago? Is that the last outdoor game they have? So that's the only game where elements can come into a factor until the playoffs.
I probably wouldn't have gone for it in my own territory when they faked the punt, which is, you know, whether they were going for it. Like, that's not a traditional going for it. You're trying to fool a defense, fake a punt. But the only other one I wouldn't have gone for is the last one. And it is because, I got to go back and see this. They were, by that point, you knew what kind of game this was. Like, when the game started, you didn't know that your defense was going to bottle them up most of the game. You didn't know what a premium points were going to be when the game started. You might have had an idea. As the game went on, the last time they went for it is probably the one time that I would have chose to kick. And that was from the Philly 45. They had 4th and 3, and Goff threw an incompletion. You punt there, you get them off the field in 3 plays, you get the ball back with a fresh set of downs. At that point, I would have known my defense is playing well. Low possession game. It's a 7-point game. If I punt here, I think my defense is going to get the ball right back to me because of the way they've been playing. That's probably the only one that would have changed for me personally.
I think the 4th and goal from the 4, when they could have kicked a field goal early in that game,
You didn't know early in the game what kind of game it was going to be, though.
No, you didn't. But because it's 4 yards, it's not like they're right there. I mean, it's not terribly far away, but
yeah, I hear
my,
you.
My first guess was I'll just take the points here and move on.
I guess for people who are really mad about them going for it 5 times and not getting it 5 times, keep in mind that the logical argument to saying he went for it too much is what kind of game was it? Early in the game, it hadn't been established what kind of game it had been.
Yeah. And I'm not mad at Dan Campbell at all. I mean, it's I know who he is, and I would expect that the next time these circumstances and situations come around that might be looked at differently. And I hope that is looked at differently. But this is our coach. He's a gambling kind of guy, and it's worked out tremendously in his favor during his tenure as the head coach.
Corey is next. Hello, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
Listen, man. Okay, you guys keep talking about, oh, it worked in his favor, over the course of years. Can we agree that this is not the same offensive line?
Corey, that's fair. I think it's being established, and he's learning that. He said as much on Monday.
100%. So again, we can't say, hey, this is who we are, this is who we are, and run the ball on third and fourth down when we have an all pro punter when we could pin Philly deep and make them drive the field. And I heard you guys say, hey, we didn't know what kind of game it was. So what kind of game this game was gonna be. We knew in warm-ups that the points was going to be at a premium with how the wind was blowing. So we take what field position and what points we can instead of having our defense on the field as long as we did, putting them in short field positions like he did this Sunday.
Let's go to Ali in Dearborn. You're next. What's up, Ali?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I'm just calling to say I heard some guys say play calling. I don't think the play calling is the issue. You know, our defense held the Eagles to 16 points and they just won the Super Bowl. You know, our O-line, I believe, is still better than 50% of the NFL. I mean,
but it's not as good as it was last year.
It's not, but still a lot better than most teams, you know, and we have a great defense. I think our issue is, you know, Goff in cold weather is not good. Well, he's underperforming, you know. Like, I love Goff, and I want
I got to tell you, there are metrics that show, like, one of the bloggers did stats. He's not as bad in cold weather as you think. He was bad this time around.
He's really bad. Well, his completion percent was really bad.
Yeah, but his outdoor stats aren't nearly as bad as you think. I hope this was a one-off, but that was a bad game.
No, yeah, it was a really bad game, and I think he might have to start taking accountability on that. Cause,
what does that mean?
You know, our defense played great.
What does that mean?
You know, taking accountability?
Yeah.
that, like, you know, say my bad after the press. He's like, hey, you know what? That game might have been
on me. He literally told us that on Tuesday. He said, I got to be better, for what it's worth. 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.